Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. Texas Parks and Wildlife magazine celebrates the joy of birding in its May issue. Managing editor Louis Bond shares one story you'll find inside.
My favorite story for this particular May is a first-person anecdotal story, which I always love the best. Carol Flake Chapman, one of our great writers, went out on her first Christmas bird count, and she went to Freeport. There's about 1,500 of these bird counts around Christmas time around the country. Freeport was started about 50 years ago by birding legend Victor Emmanuel when he was 16 years old. He still participates. And in the 70s, the count became so high in Freeport that they really rose to the top of the list. So this is one of the most prestigious bird counts. And one of my favorite anecdotes from the story, Carol gets out there on the jetties, which around Christmas, the waves are crashing, the weather's horrendous. And there's this veteran birder out there. He's been out there on that jetty every year for 10 years. And while she's out there, the guy looks through his scope and he says, "Is it? It's a black-legged kittiwake." And apparently it's the first time he's ever seen a black-legged kittiwake. And he says, "After all this that I've been through, I deserve a black-legged kittiwake." So she shared this incredible moment with this birder. And as she ends her story, I think it's so appropriate. This is a great example of why every bird counts.
Thanks, Louie. The spring birding issue of Texas Parks and Wildlife magazine is on newsstands now. That's our show. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.